This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 Q Symposium here on the beautiful island of Maui. And look who is in the studio lounge, Mr. Christopher Stevenson from Q's. Christopher, how are you, sir?
I'm well, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. I like your glasses, by the way. Those
Thank
are cool.
You. Thank you very much.
I'm going to have to ask you after the interview where you got those. I digress. I will ask you after the interview. Hey, but let's talk about the conference, obviously.
Yeah.
Symposium. John Pembroke always called it the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So the Super Bowl of Q's conferences, and rightfully so.
Yes.
So how's it going so far?
It's going extremely well.
Yeah.
We have, as you probably have heard from others, we have about 400 credit union CEOs and board chairs.
Well done.
All asset ranges, and they're coming together and hearing from some of the best business school faculty in the world. We've got representation from Indiana, somebody who used to teach at Wharton, University of Chicago Booth. We've got somebody who's currently lead faculty for our DEI program with E. Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
That really, I mean, you can't top the learning,
and
people are enjoying the nice weather and the opportunity to network together.
Mm-hmm.
The types of conversations that we have at the breakfast table, and they just, it goes all day long. It's fantastic.
Well, yeah, it goes into the afternoon.
Absolutely.
I mean, you guys designed it that way for a reason. Yeah, I've had many, many folks come in here and go, yeah, we really like how they present us with the information in the morning, and then in the afternoons, we get to kind of hash it out and take a deeper dive into it and how we can apply it at our shop too. So yeah, so you guys have designed it very, very well.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's a nice place as well.
It is a nice place.
But you know what? I was saying, I don't care where this is, I would come to it. So
thank you.
So yeah, that's how good the content is here. So
yeah, I do love. I know I'm biased, but I love Symposium. I don't think there's another conference like it in any industry.
There isn't.
And the quality of the learning, the quality of the networking, the quality of the people.
Mm-hmm.
In a nice place.
Well, and to get the CEO and the board chair together, or the vice chair together, and seeing how that working relationship works. I've said it a number of times in my interviews today. It's like I'm fascinated by how the two work together to keep that momentum going of the credit union, to keep it a success, or the challenges that occur and how they overcome those as well. So yeah, it's really, really, it's really fascinating to see and see how that works.
Yeah, it's such an important relationship at the credit union, and to have those two roles aligned around their view of leadership and strategy and the direction they're going to take the organization, it's critical if the organization is going to be successful.
Agreed. And I'm of the mind that you can never have too much of this type of information. Mm-hmm. So the more you invest in yourself or invest in your team, the better off you're going to be down the road.
Agreed.
For sure. So, all right, sir, let's talk about the topic at hand here. Now, is it the FinTech Institute? Is that the correct?
CEO Institute FinTech.
That's right, because I was on the website. I went, okay, I left out the CEO part of it, so I apologize. So it's the CEO, you
CEO Institute FinTech. So
got it, okay.
If you go to Q's.org and go to CEO Institute FinTech to search that, it'll come right up.
Okay, I will put that link in the show notes so you can get right to it. So tell me a little bit more about this and how it works and how it benefits folks who are involved in it.
Sure. Well, over the course of the past couple of years, we've been exploring what, if we were to expand what we do with our executive education, where would we go? Obviously, you know, the Q's is very, very well known for our CEO Institute at Wharton, Cornell, and Darden. We have our programs at Rotman and University of Toronto for the board members. And people love those programs. They're always asking what's next.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so this is that. This is what's next. We talk to credit union CEOs and ask them where should we develop? What's most important right now?
Mm-hmm.
And with the rate of change with technology and member experience and even the back end of technology, FinTech was the easy answer, and heard it again and again. So we've put this together, and it's a little different than any other institute that we've done before.
Okay.
During the pandemic, we switched everything to digital. No surprise, all of our learning went from in person to online.
Mm-hmm.
Post pandemic, as you can see here this week, attendance is great at in-person events.
Very good, yeah.
But there is also a component of that digital experience that is a great way of creating a common understanding of what's going to be discussed mm-hmm. in an in-person program. Mm-hmm. So we actually created a hybrid program. It's our first hybrid institute program. Okay. So as pre-work, attendees will participate in one of our eCornell courses on fintech disruptions, so that they'll build a common understanding of what's happening, what are the signs of disruption. They'll look at their own shops and do applied learning related to possible disruption, including doing a Michael Porter's Five Forces analysis.
Okay.
So getting into the strategic understanding of what, where does the credit union play, and what, how does it differentiate itself, mm-hmm. and you know, how is it going to create those barriers to entry for possible fintech disruption?
Yeah. So how are you guys handling the speed of fintech? Because by the time this interview is over, something in the fintech world will have happened. I'm sure you guys are on top of this, but I mean, but just maintaining, and that's why a lot of credit unions out there look to other organizations to help them with the fintech. Like mm-hmm. what you guys are doing here, because it's moving so fast.
Yeah.
So how are you guys handling that part of it?
Well, it's a great question. Because of the rate of change, it's impossible for us to develop something that's going to be addressing who the specific disruptors are today, because tomorrow there'll be somebody different.
Right.
However, what we're doing with that hybrid program, we're laying the foundation with the online program, and then our two key faculty members, Drew Pascarella and Karan Gotra, are going to be facilitating the conversation in the classroom.
Okay.
Obviously, they come with great expertise
in
this area.
Sure.
But a lot of it is going to be going back to the credit union executives themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Drew will start off the program by talking about those disruptors today. And then Karan is going to take the next step, and he's going to talk about the change management component of it.
Okay.
How do you build an organization that is nimble and has the processes and the mindset in place to adapt as you need to adapt.
Right.
And that's actually going to be a large part of the program, all framed in fintech, of course, but it's how do you respond as an organization to such a rapidly changing movement.
Mm-hmm.
The last day of it, though, we actually are going to spend the morning in hearing from fintech practitioners. Outside the credit union system, people who actually are in the industry right now and trying to build their momentum as startups.
Right.
And then the afternoon on that last day in person will be action planning.
Mm.
So the group will work in small groups.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take what they learned about the foundations of disruption, take what they learned about change management.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take what they learned from the practitioners and the direction that they're trying to take financial services.
Right.
And then they're going to say, all right, so where are we now?
Right.
What do we do with this?
Okay.
A month after the course ends, we're actually going to bring everybody back to a two-hour online live-taught class.
Interesting.
See where they are and have them report out on their action plans.
Okay, great.
This is what you thought when you were in the classroom, and then you went back to reality, and how's that holding up?
I like that.
So it's a strong focus on applied learning. So applied learning in the pre-work, there's a strong discussion around where the credit union is today while they're in the classroom, leading to the action plan, and then the report out in about a month after the program.
So this is essentially a deep dive into fintech.
Absolutely.
And then how it can benefit you in the long run, for sure.
Absolutely.
So, oh my gosh, I love this. There's nothing, speaking of nothing like this, like the symposium, there's nothing like, I don't think there's anything like this out there either.
None.
Taking this type of a deep dive, normally you go to a conference or you go to a gathering and they have like a Shark Tank-ish type of thing up there where the fintech comes and pitches their wares and things like that, which is great, which is a lot of fun, and you get to know them behind the scenes and stuff. But this, I mean, you're taking it to a whole other level, which is going to be great for credit unions.
Yeah, excuse me for interrupting. What we're trying to do with this is to really make it very, very practical. If you go to some of those fintech conferences or payments conferences, which sometimes have a very heavy emphasis on fintech, a lot of it is next generation stuff. This is what the future is going to be,
and there may not
even be a strong grounding for that, and many credit unions are working through you know, where are we now? How are we competing against it? And what do we do about it? So instead of being, for lack of a better word, aspirational of where we can take fintech, it's a very practical approach to this is where it is, this is where the credit union is, and this is how we can learn to adapt and keep up with the rate of change.
Yeah. So this is nothing, this is like, you know, a lot of folks say, yeah, this is still in development, it'll be ready to go, we'll have beta testing in, you know, 6 months. No, this is stuff that's happening right now.
Right.
You can apply it right now and you can hit the ground running with it. So yeah. Oh, this is great.
And if it does branch off in one of those more aspirational directions, because disruption comes from everywhere.
Right, right.
You'll be equipped to know counter that type of a movement.
So what's the goal here? I know you know it, but I just want to get your take. But what's the goal here? What do you guys want to achieve with the CEO FinTech Institute? CEO Institute FinTech.
Yes. Well, ultimately the goal is this. We want people to walk in with a strong foundation of what FinTech is and what disruption means. That's the pre-work. When they're in the classroom, we want them to, of course, understand what types of disruptions may be happening right now. But ultimately, the goal is understanding how do they make strong strategic decisions related to fintech, not chasing shiny objects.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing.
Not ducking and covering because there's no way we can keep up, but building out a model for themselves to think strategically about responding to the rapid rate of technology change that's happening in our industry, and understanding that some of the things that could disrupt us aren't the chimes of the world. They may be the things that will disrupt us could be in a garage somewhere right now,
and
18 months from now could be the next darling of Silicon Valley. So How are we going to keep up with that rate of change? It's about strategy. It's about the way that you think about it.
Yeah. Somebody else was in here yesterday talking about if you focus on your true north, that North Star, then you can make these decisions a lot better. And I think that works in the fintech world as well. Because like you said, there's so many shiny objects out there. Yes. You can get distracted so easily. But if you stay on the straight and narrow, it's good stuff. So I'm so glad you guys are doing this.
Thank you.
I think this is really needed in the industry. Just my opinion only, but
that's a good one.
It's the right one.
Really.
But I think it is needed. I think you really need to take a deep dive here and get some practical knowledge here. Because obviously the fintechs are out there. There's enough of them out there. We can research them till we're blue in the face. But to have a program like this where you can take a deep dive, do the research, talk to some people who are living this right now, and then move from there, I think it's a smart way to do it.
And connecting it back to your strategy and connecting it back to the credit union mission.
Exactly. And a lot of these are probably all of them are very important decisions for the future of our credit union.
Absolutely.
So anything else here to wrap up, Christian?
I'm really excited about this program. As I said, it is our first hybrid institute program. The pre-work component of it will start in March.
Okay.
And
right around the corner.
And they'll have right up until April. Excuse me, let me check on it. I didn't write it down. Middle of April before the institute program starts. So they have plenty of time to work through the Cornell class, and then go to the tech campus of Cornell, which is in New York City, Roosevelt Island, right in New York City.
That's cool in itself.
It's very cool. It's a great campus. It's beautiful, and we have top tier faculty as we always do for
good
our
time of the year
programs.
To go too. Yeah, for sure. Alrighty, sir. Well, we'll put all the links and stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it. And like you said, like the middle of April, around tax day, aim for that, and you'll be ready to go. So
perfect.
I'm excited for you guys. Oh, this is going to be fun to cover. So
great.
Alrighty, Christopher, thank you so much again. Appreciate it, and good luck with this. I think you're going to have a lot of takers on this one for sure.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Alrighty, sir.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.